Hey, Gal Pal Nation, are you ready for football? It's time for some two-a-days, where each NFL team is broken down by experts to get you ready for game day. Everything you need to know and a few tips to impress the pickiest of football fans. Now, your host, the Sports Gal Pal herself, Ramona Rice.
All right, gals and pals, in my quest to get you ready for the NFL season, I am doing my two-a-day series, and with me today is Drew, the super fan of the Arizona Cardinals. Drew, welcome to Sports Gal Pal.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, the big question, you are the last of your division that I'm interviewing, and every one of them, we talked about a particular quarterback, and it would be your quarterback, and that is Carson Palmer. And the big question is, can he complete a full season? So I'm going to start with him, and because it is a good question to ask, you know, can he do it this year? Can he complete a full season and be productive for you guys?
That is a great question. I think it's less about Carson Palmer and more about the offensive line. Obviously, there was the non-contact injury last year that ended the season. But if he can stay on his feet, there's no reason why he can't finish the season. I think that Bruce Arians and the Cardinals will be very, very careful because this defense is going to be good. But remember, in 2013, he played 16 games. He only played six last year, but you're only 2 years away from him playing a full season. And the year before that, he played 15 with the Raiders. So it's not like he's not capable of staying healthy. You just have to protect him.
Do they have enough to protect him, though?
It's a great question. They looked terrible in week three last week in the last preseason game. I think the offensive line is better than it was last year. I mean, obviously, a part of protecting Palmer is also being able to run the football. So they're going to have to be able to pass protect, but they're also going to have to run block. If they can keep Andre Ellington healthy, if one of these other running backs steps up, then this is going to be a very potent offense. But again, there's a lot of question marks. The Cardinals are one of these boom or bust teams. If you get hit with the injury bug like any other team, it's going to be a long season.
Speaking of injury bug, your wideout Larry Fitzgerald several years ago had one of the best seasons ever. I mean, it was all anybody could talk about. But the last, I feel like, two seasons, he's been really quiet. Again, you know, kind of the same thing with Carson Palmer. You know, what can we expect out of him?
Fitzgerald is a beast, and I mean that in the best sense ever. He's so physically fit that even in, you know, whatever season this is for him, I still expect big, great things. I mean, he might not be as explosive as he used to be, but he's a phenomenal athlete. And he was great with Carson Palmer. The Cardinals' offense, or specifically Larry Fitzgerald with Carson Palmer, is very productive. The problem becomes when the backups start forcing balls or never look his way because they know he's double covered. I mean, Carson is not afraid to throw into double coverage to get the ball to Fitzgerald, and they move him around a lot, which helps. They get him the ball in space. They put him in motion. They bring him from side to side. I mean, they're doing everything they can. But what also separates Fitzgerald is his ability to block. So when the Cardinals need short yardage on the ground, I mean, Fitzgerald is a guy that's going to go not chop block, but go get after a defensive end or a linebacker to try to get that extra yard. So he's a very big part of this offense. They need Michael Floyd to get back from his injury. John Brown, I mean, again, this can be an explosive offense. They just need to put it all together.
I think one of the challenges of the Cardinals that I'm noticing is that because your division is so defensive heavy, I mean, let's look at Seattle, obviously, it's no question, though they're kind of banged up right now. Cam Chancellor is still kind of doing his pouting thing where he's not sure, we're not sure if he's ever going to play again, lose to the Seahawks because he wants more money. And then St. Louis is my kind of sleeper pick in your division just because, I mean, they're ridiculous. I have a big crush on the Chris Long because he's ferocious. So do you guys have enough offensive power to get past those teams? And let's not forget, too, I mean, I know San Francisco is kind of imploding, and every week it's a revolving character of who's playing what. By the end of the year, Kaepernick may have to play both offense and defense. We may have to see that. It'd be kind of fun. But, you know, do you guys really have the offensive power to kind of get through that gauntlet that you guys have over there in the NFC West?
I think so. I mean, the Rams scare me because their front seven is so good. Again, like any team that can get after the quarterback, is going to be a problem for Arizona, especially if they can't run the football. The Cardinals beat the Rams twice last year. That last matchup was, I think, 10-6 final. It was just an atrociously offensive played game because neither team had a quarterback. But I don't necessarily believe in Foles. The 49ers front seven is no longer as good as it used to be. Obviously the Seahawks are defending NFC champions, two-time defending NFC champions, so they're going to be tough. But I don't think the Rams and 49ers are as tough this year as everybody's giving them credit for.
Interesting. All right. I want to switch gears a little bit. So I have been very fascinated. There is a certain particular former Bad Boy College football player. I know I'm not talking about Johnny Football. I'm talking about the Honey Badger. He has been all over social media, like saving dogs and doing good things. And what in the world? Like, it's like you guys reformed him.
I think Pezzer Peterson probably deserves a lot of credit for that. I mean, he was one of the guys early that kind of stuck his neck out on the line for the Honey Badger. I mean, obviously he had the problems in college, but he's an incredible athlete, and Bruce Arians has found a way to really let his skill set shine. They just let him run free on that defense, and even though he's kind of small, he just makes play after play after play. And because of the lack of a linebacker depth, when you have Deion Buchanan basically playing linebacker the way Adrian Wilson used to for this team, so it just lets the Honey Badger run free and wild. And, you know, everybody always said coming out of LSU that if he could just keep it together, he'd be a good player. And the Cardinals are proving that right. I mean, specifically Tyrann Mathieu is proving that right. That dog video was awesome. And I hope he does a lot more things like that to make people socially aware. But I'm just more impressed with him on the football field. I mean, he's going up against some real grown men, and he's doing a great job.
All right, let's look outside of your division for a minute. So, again, you obviously are going to be playing, you know, San Francisco, you're going to be playing Seattle, you're going to be playing St. Louis. We've talked about those. Looking outside of it, you also have the unluckiness, I think, playing the toughest division in football, which is the AFC North. AFC North. I got that right. To handle too. Again, it feels like all your teams this year you're facing have great defenses. I mean, or at least potential for great defenses. You know, and again, I worry about Palmer's health. I worry about Larry Fitzgerald's health. I really worry about him because I'm selfish and drafted him on a couple fantasy teams. So I'm being completely selfish there. You know, are there any of these games that you're really looking at going, these are like must see, can't wait to see what your offense and what your defense does against these teams?
The Steelers and the Ravens specifically. The Cardinals have a couple of tough stretches in terms of games. That's one of them. They play at Pittsburgh, and then they're home Monday night against Baltimore. I mean, that's going to be a good gauge of how you're going to do against the AFC. Those are the first two AFC opponents that they'll play all season. So that's, week 2, 4, 6, I think. At the Steelers, I mean, the 1 o'clock – West Coast guys always make fun of the 1 o'clock Eastern time starts because it's 10 or 11 o'clock. That'll be once Arizona doesn't change the clocks with the rest of the world. But those are always tough games for Western teams. And that'll be a big, big game. Le'Veon Bell will obviously be back. He'll have a couple of games under his belt. That offense should be rolling. So that'll be a good barometer for the Cardinals just to see where they stack up against the AFC. When you talk about the schedule, I think the Cardinals finishing second in the division last year provides some really interesting matchups. Everybody's picking, the Vikings to do well. I mean, the Cardinals play the NFC North and the AFC North. But the teams that finished second last year are really tough. You know, you have to play the Eagles. You have to play the Lions. There are some tough teams on this schedule. I'm not necessarily afraid of the defenses. The quality of opponent for the Cardinals is going to be tough to overcome.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule. I'm actually an Eagles fan, so I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys, and hopefully I have a full squad that Bradford has made it through. You know, I love how I'm picking on your quarterback for being injured, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I have Sam Bradford. He has glass knees. Yay. Like Geno Smith has glass jaws. I'm like, I really should be careful because karma's mean. And she was like, yeah, that's right, Ramona. You better watch out. So real quick, completely off the subject, you guys made NFL history this year by having the first female coach. Now, it was an interim coaching position, so she's not going to be permanent, and we knew that going in. But, you know, do you have any thoughts on that as a Cardinals fan, this kind of, you know, big breakthrough?
I think it's great. I mean, I think she's clearly deserving. I mean, in Keim and Arians, I trust. I think anybody that's qualified for the position should get it. Again, like you said, it was an interim position. It's a great first step. And we'll see if it leads to anything in the future. I mean, clearly she didn't have any problems with the players, and the players didn't have any problems with it. And I think that's the most important thing, just making sure the locker room is okay with it.
All right, there you have it. So, Andrew, if Gal Pal Nation wants to talk more Cardinals with you, where should they go?
I guess you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at A Brooks Brother. We'll be watching and tweeting pretty heavily on Sundays. But that's all I got.
Okay. And again, you can hear all the super fans on Next Fan Up. It's on blogtalkradio.com/NextFanUp. And all the links to Andrew and the super fans. I don't know why I'm calling you all of a sudden Andrew. You know why? Because there's like 1,000 Andrews in that Next Fan Up group. It's really Drew. Anyway, but you can hear Drew and all the other super fans on Next Fan Up. It's at blogtalkradio.com/NextFanUp. And all the links will be on my show notes at blogtalkradio.com/SportsGalPal. And Drew, as I've told everybody who's facing my beloved Eagles, may the Eagles be your only defeat this year. You know, and good luck this season.
That would be pretty fun. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Gal Pal podcast. And be sure to check out sportsgalpal.com.